This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare and the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We're joined today by two brilliant leaders from Providence Healthcare. We're joined by Deepak Satagopan. Deepak is the Chief Operating Officer of Top Vision Health and a Senior Vice President. Brilliant, brilliant thinker, an information background as well. We're also joined by Angela Meerith. Angela is the Chief Administrative Officer of Population Health. And the two of them are going to talk to us regularly about population health and value-based care and actually host some guests themselves on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast on different topics related to value-based care and population health. Deepak and Angela, let me ask you to take a second and introduce yourself and tell us about your roles at Providence.
Absolutely. Scott, it's an honor to be back with you on this podcast again. Thank you for hosting us. My name is Deepak Satagopan. I serve as Chief Operating Officer and SVP for Population Health at Providence. I've been with Providence for 7 years, and my role is leading the system transition from volume-based models into value-based models and driving the and serving as a growth catalyst for the triple aim across Providence as we transition into population health models.
Thank you. And Angela?
Yeah, Scott, I'm so excited to be here, and I'm excited to continue this conversation and a little bit into the future. I've been at Providence for a little over 5 years, and my role as Chief Administrative Officer, I get to look at the strategy around population health and really make sure that we're paying attention to the most vulnerable of our populations. And also really sharing with Deepak on making sure that we're grounding our work and our strategy and our priorities and the triple aim around population health, patient experience, and affordability. So really excited to be here and dig in a little bit on population health and value-based care.
Thank you very, very much. And I think let's take those two topics together, because they are intertwined. They don't have to be intertwined, but each of you maybe could dialogue on how are population health and value-based care tied together? And give us your thoughts on how these have become so intertwined and what some of your thoughts are on the future of this. Deepak, why don't you start? And I know you'll turn it over to Angela and back and forth.
Yeah, happy to. So I go back to I ground myself typically on the IHI, the Institution of Healthcare Improvement's original triple aim framework that defines population health as health outcomes for a group of individuals and distribution of outcomes within the group. So there's two parts to that, right? Like the first part is I see the movement towards a set of delivery models in healthcare that align payment to outcomes of a population. And that part, the first part of the definition, as I see as being directly correlated towards what we know today as value-based care. The second part gets at how outcomes are distributed across the group. Are they equitable? Are they not? Do we see inequities in different parts of the population? Now, IHI has since then evolved this framework to be the quintuple aim, which explicitly underlines health equity as one of the core goals of achieving that ideal healthcare system. So that's the difference or interconnection in my mind. Value-based care is a set of care delivery models aligned towards payment, incenting outcomes. And population health includes the delivery models as well as a vehicle to ensure that outcomes are equitably distributed across the population. In my mind, that the combination is what we are committed to. Angela?
Yeah, so I get super nerdy when it comes to the definition of population health. And I've found that, throughout the years, people often think of different concepts as synonymous with population health. So a lot of times when I go to conferences and things now, I'm hearing, value-based care and population health as synonymous, and they're not. But they do share an objective in improving health outcomes. The very first time that the concept of population health was brought up was in 1974. Douglas Price, who was a professor at the University of Michigan, introduced the term in an article that he wrote, was the Health of Populations, General Theories and Particular Realities. But the main point was that he was really arguing that the health of a population couldn't be adequately understood unless we consider social, economic, and environmental determinants of health. So really, like, if you're going to make it synonymous with anything. It's not really synonymous with social determinants of health either, but you really have to start thinking about, I mean, so the concept of social determinants of health is something that, you know, has been around for a long time, but has been really talked about a lot in the last 5 years. And that's what we need to remember when we're thinking about population health. Also things like interoperability, health equity, and, you know, value-based care management. So really population health provides that broader context by addressing the health needs of an entire population. It's that simple. And the way that value-based care is aligned to that is that it often incorporates population health principles to achieve those goals. But, you know, for example, our population health data and analytics are used to, you know, identify at-risk populations and target interventions to improve outcomes. And so by understanding that data, the value-based care models can tailor interventions and resources to meet those specific needs.
Thank you very much. And Deepak, anything else you wanted to add there?
No, I think the definitions that we've evolved as an industry over this is with the leadership of the IHI in kind of leading towards the quintuple aim is our North Star. And I think value-based care is a subset, an integral part of how we work towards the population health ideal in that quintuple aim. And I would just leave it with that.
Thank you. Just for our audience's information, Angela and Deepak are going to host a series of discussions with leaders around value-based health and population health. Angela, give us a sense. They'll be doing that on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and we're so thrilled to have them host those episodes. Angela, take a moment and tell us, what are you hearing from industry experts you've been talking to about population health, about value-based care? What kind of things are you hearing?
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, we're hearing a lot about interoperability. So that's how we're going to know our populations. That's how we're really going to understand our population. We have a plethora of data resources, and we just need to bring those together to really get an accurate look of populations. There is one specific population that's near and dear to my heart that I've been trying to get the word out about lately, and that is disability. So as we talk about health equity, which is also a key topic in population health, one of the populations that we often disregard is the disabled population, and they are our largest minority. At least one in five people has a disability. And only about 41% of physicians will say that they feel confident in their ability to provide the same quality of care to patients with disability. So I do want to touch on that in the subsequent episodes that we have, but we're also going to talk about, you know, value to the community, value to the patient, value to the provider, really dig into health equity, and then, you know, discuss AI, interoperability, definitely value-based care, and government policy. So I'm really excited to bring on other guests and dig in and have a little fun with these conversations.
Well, fantastic. Deepak, anything else you wanted to add as well as we wrap up here today about population health and value-based care or where you see this going over the next year?
Yeah, I would just say that our goal as we embark on bringing you a set of podcast episodes on value-based care and population health is to really invite a diverse set of perspectives. When you speak to a person who works in the payer environment or when you speak to a person who serves in community health, what value-based care means to them sounds very different from what you hear when you hear somebody from a provider environment articulating value-based care. When you speak to a patient about value-based care or population health, oftentimes they find that they don't really understand what value-based care or population health means. So in that context, what does it mean to create value to a patient? What does it mean to create value to a provider? So our goal here is to create a town square of sorts to bring in diverse voices, to hear from different parts of the healthcare industry, to create or catalyze that forward movement towards integration and alignment in value-based care across the industry. That's our goal in elevating these different voices. And we look forward to understanding the role that value from the perspective of these different stakeholders, the role that technology, and we're hearing a lot about AI, and in that context, what role does data play? And in with specific relevance to what Angela pointed out as interoperability between the different stakeholders involved, between payers and providers, providers and providers with new regulation, and a government policy in this case. So how do all of these things come together as we see the industry move towards a collective goal of population health? And in this context, I'd like to note that CMS has announced that by 2030, they'd like to see all payments across Medicare move towards value-based models. So what does that really mean? And what would it take for the industry to really get to that point? I'm hoping as we move through these episodes and hear from these different voices to explore these topics a little further.
Angela, anything else you wanted to add there as well?
Oh, I'm just really excited to dig in here and hear again, like Deepak's out of, from these voices, and just be able to figure out how we can really, you know, achieve that triple aim, better patient experience. That means access. That means understanding our populations, and that means making things affordable for all.
Thank you both so much for joining us. We look forward to your podcast series on value-based care and population health, more so on population health. But Deepak and Angela, just great to visit with you as always. Two brilliant leaders from Providence. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us.